Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, Mario.
Hey, Nick, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
I got to be honest with you, brother. It's Friday, so I'm doing great.
Yeah, right. That makes the day a lot better.
It does. I mean, if you ask me that same question on a Monday, I got to be straight with you, man. I'd probably just be like, yeah, man, you know?
Yeah.
I'm doing okay. Yeah.
It's another day.
You know, just another day in paradise. You know that famous saying. Okay. So, face-based coatings. You're doing epoxy, if I'm not mistaken?
Epoxy and cement coatings. So we do stamp and stain cement, stuff like that.
Okay. And are you working solo, brother? Do you have a crew? How are you operating?
I have a crew. I have me plus four other crew members.
Okay. And you know what? I'm going to be very, very transparent and straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that.
Absolutely. That's the only way I want it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I like to be very mindful and respectful of people's time, right? I mean, at the end of the day, if the price makes sense and you know, we can put you up there on Google's first page, you know, then we'll move forward. If not, you know, we thank you for your time.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't still be on the phone if I wasn't interested. But I will
right.
say this, and let me say something to you before we go too far, okay?
Okay, okay.
Just like I told the lady before, I'm paying. So the guy who set up my website, he's also doing my advertising, which he lists me on Google, which he told me that she doesn't see me on the first page. But he said he does list me with Google and a couple of other things. What I need to do is I need to talk to him, right? I need to find out what he's doing for me on Google, because if this makes more sense, then I'm going to tell him to do whatever he's doing for me to stop doing that so I can list it with you guys, because being on the first page, I think it does make sense if the price is right.
Right. Well, see, once you're on that first page, right, so right now – if you're looking for any of the services that you're providing with flooring, right, whether it's epoxy or hybrid or, you know, whatever it is that you do, the companies that come up on the first page, it's like Zone, Core 9, let's see what else comes up here. Blue Shield Floor Coatings. Not sure if you heard of them. Norman Epoxy Coating. Seal Systems. Four Point. There's a few of them that come up on the first page as top recommended options. And those are the guys that are capturing all the work, right? So.
Right.
Here's the bottom line, brother. I don't want to waste much of your time, especially if you're telling me you have to go back to your guy. Look, I'm never one to talk bad or badmouth any other company or anybody doing this, on a solo basis, right? But, the reality is that you can never compare, you know, someone that's doing SEO, you know, out of their house or out of an office or, you know, just doing this by yourself to having the backup of a huge company like us, which, you know, we have separate departments that handle this. I mean, at the end of the day, what matters is that Faith Best Base Coatings comes up as one of the top recommended results where your phone will continue to ring throughout the month.
Right.
Right. And if right. that's not happening, right. and if that's not happening now, then you're paying way too much money for that, brother. And I say that with all due respect, you know.
Well, I ain't gonna act like I don't get leads. I get plenty of leads throughout the week. They just, you know, it's just that same scenario. It doesn't turn into much, right? Like I contact them. I give them all the information they ask for and requested, and then they just go silent. And then, you know, of course it is that side of things where everybody wants something that's cool until they realize they got to pay for it, right?
Right. Right.
So let's skip all the BS. What's the price?
Yeah.
It makes sense to me. It makes sense to me.
Right. I mean, we have an annual basis where we would keep you on the first page of Google throughout the year, which I think will make more sense to you than having to pay $300 a month with the setup fee, which would run you about $398. If you were to do the whole year with us, where you would come up as one of the top recommended options on Google. you're looking at $2,500 for the year.
So let me bring this up to you. So this is the way I view it, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I would be more interested in doing the month-to-month for a couple of months.
Okay, to see how it goes?
To see, right? If it's worth it, then, yeah, I'm going to sign up for
okay.
the Okay,
I agree with you 100%,
but,
actually. Mm-hmm.
But I would like to also see, because it would make sense to drop the other recruit, the other guy, and not saying that I want to drop him, but it makes sense to not have him doing my advertising stuff if you guys are bringing enough to the table.
Right. And that's
looking like this. My ROI is all that matters. If I can make $2 for every dollar spent or $3 for every dollar spent on advertising, I would, there's not a limit to the amount of money I've in advertising because it's bringing me more than I'm spending.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, the ROI has to make sense. I got to tell you that, you know, right now you're paying $1,500 for advertisement. And then when we put you into the search bar.
Okay, right.
I know.
Right.
You got the other back end stuff correct. You know the website and so
forth.
But when we put in your company name into our search bar, right, we're able to see wherever you're listed. You know, for you not to come up as one of the top recommended companies, paying what you're paying, it's quite surprising, brother. So, again, I'm not here to tell you that we're the best company in the whole wide world and we're going to make you a millionaire in a couple of months because you're going to be on that first page. That's definitely not the case either, right? But I can tell you this much.
Right.
I mean, we can definitely keep you busy and keep that phone ringing.
Right.
You know, so
let's get it signed up for the month-to-month for right now and see how it goes. And if it goes good, then I'll just do the year.
Okay, so let's do that. And I think you're going to be pretty happy with the service. I mean, you'll see the difference, and then once you see how it works, I mean, I think at that point, you want to get with your guy and say, hey, look, man, this is working a lot better being on the first page of Google, and I'm paying a lot less, you know. So I think that if he's your buddy, he would understand, you know, because if he's not your friend,
he's not my buddy.
Yeah, if he's not your buddy, he's going to try to give you all kind of curveballs and excuses and, oh, this is why you should go with me and yada, 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 right? But I thought he was your friend, you know, because a real friend of yours would be like, hey, brother, you know what? It is it is worth it to just be, you know, to go that route. But, okay, I see what you're saying.
He was just suggested through a colleague, and he's done a good job. I'm not going to act like he hasn't. Like I get, and my emails all of my leads come through an email, which is super easy for me. I copy and paste the phone number and put my pre-made up text in there, and I tell you what, it seems to be the best scenario for people getting people involved, like calling people that don't answer their phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know that sounds weird, but people just don't answer their phone nowadays. Like I signed up for Angie's List, and I shouldn't have, right? Because they don't send you their phone number; they send you a phone number that goes through them to connect
through them. Correct. Correct.
Text them, right? And I tell you right now, every email I get has their email and their phone number in it. I call them, text them, and email them, and the only responses I get are email or text. I don't ever get responses to emails, and I don't ever, and 90% of the people don't answer the phone.
Don't worry, that'll be quite different, Nick. So, bear with me 1 second. Is your name short for something, brother?
Yeah, Nicholas.
Nicholas, okay. Now, let me ask you, are you on any social media right now?
Not company wise, but I am like personally, like I have
personal. Okay.
And I do post some of my stuff personally on my personal social media, just because I have a personal group of a following of friends and stuff like that. But
okay. Okay.
I have already tried to look into setting up a business stuff for everything.
Yeah, you know what? Our team will help you set up a business profile on Facebook, since we work directly with Facebook. And then we would run ads on Facebook for you. That's already included as well. Okay.
Yes.
Just as an FYI. And then the other platform that we work with that's also connected directly to Google is Apple. So we would also list you through Apple Maps, just so you know.
Gotcha.
And what's your last name, Nicholas?
That's all involved in the one prize, right?
That's all involved under that $299 umbrella. That's correct.
Gotcha.
And what's your last name, brother?
Wade, W-A-D-E. Go.
W-A-Y-D-E?
Nope, W-A-D-E. Wade.
Okay. And what's a good email address for you, Nick?
N as in Nick, S as in Scott, and then my last name, Wade, 09 at gmail.com.
At Gmail.
Oh, come on.
All right, that 405-625-776, that's a good number for the customers to reach you at?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Rocky, come on.
That was my brother's dog's name. I don't know if you're talking to a dog there or not, but that was Yeah, that was, I said it was because he passed, but that was, he had a German Shepherd named Rocky.
Yeah, I'm talking to the, we got four dogs here, two little ones and two big ones. And one of the big ones, which is Rocky, he's a, what they call a pitador. He's part pit, part lab. And, he's got the Bruno color on him, but he's a runner. Like you open up the door and he's out the front door and running down the street. You can't get him back in the house because he's a peckerhead.
Oh man, those
but
are.
Anyways, we're carrying groceries in from the grocery store, and you know can't leave that door open because he's a runner. So I had to put him in the backyard.
Nick, what address do you have the business registered to? Don't worry, we're not going to send. We're not going to list it on Google. It's just in case we got to send any correspondence to you.
So I have, and this is just information for you, I have a shop, but I don't use the shop address for the simple fact that nobody can find it because it's a brand new and it doesn't populate on like Google Maps or anything. Like everybody.
No worries.
Like, so I don't ship stuff there because they always take it to another business.
We can use your house one, brother. Not a big deal.
Yeah, that's what I use for everything just because it's stuff at least gets to my house, right?
Okay.
3108.
Okay.
Brookstone, one word.
Okay. And I have a zip code that came up for me as 73099.
That's it. Brookstone Pass Drive.
Okay. Yep, that came up right away.
You got to put the pass and the drive in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it pulls up right away in our system. Now, what days and what times would you like it to show on Google that you're open and available to take calls from customers?
I'm available to take calls any day, Monday through Monday.
All right, so I'm going to put you down Monday through Sunday, and then I'll just put you down as a 24-hour service. If you don't take the calls, obviously they can leave a message, I'm assuming, right?
Right, for sure.
Okay. Now, how far outside of Yukon are you willing to travel for customers?
We're actually on a job right now. It's 2 hours away. So just basically anywhere in Oklahoma, I'll go.
Anywhere? Okay. All right. So is it fair to say anywhere between like 50 to 80 miles?
I'd say 100. 100. At least.
Okay.
At minimum.
All right.
We're 100. The job we're at right now is 100, like 100 miles, something like that.
Okay.
No,
perfect.
I'm sorry. That was the last one. This one's about 110, 115.
Okay, perfect. And then, okay, perfect. And then what's the name of your website, brother?
Faithbasedcoatings.com.
You said faithbasedcoating.com, right? Just a company name?
Yep, just the company name. Faithbasedcoatings.com.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure if it was Pearl or not. Okay. Perfect. Then that's one for Facebook. Okay, bear with me 1 second. So come Monday, Nick, you'll get a courtesy call from our IT guys. I'm sure you know what the IT department does. I mean, they're the guys that take care of all the back end work, make sure that you're listed under all the correct keywords. They're the guys that'll put you on the first page, that will do the Apple or the Facebook and so forth. What time on Monday would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Anytime like afternoon. My mornings are are super busy, and I can't promise you like the afternoon's going to be open. But as long as my phone's by me and I can answer it, then I'll be available.
Okay, perfect. I have a 1 and 2 p.m. open.
2 p.m. probably be best. That would be my most opportunistic time to get to my phone. As long as it's beside me, I hear it ring, I'll be able
okay.
to get to it. But with work, so I own a logistics business as well. So this isn't the only business that I run. And my logistics business.
Sounds you have your hands a little tied up there, huh?
bro, yeah, it's so ridiculous.
Oh, you know what? It's not at 2 o'clock. I'm sorry, it's at 3 o'clock. Would that be okay?
That would be even better. The later, the better. That way I know I'm kind of
finished. Oh, okay.
With that,
so just so you know, I do have a three and a four. I just seen their schedule. So whatever
yeah,
you
either
prefer.
One would be good. I think either one I should be kind of free at that point. So.
All right, let's do 4 o'clock just in case, you know, we want to make sure you're completely available.
Right, for sure.
And then I do need to create a password for the account, Nick. This is just in case you ever call us or we call you or you wanted to make a change on Google. We have to verify that we're speaking with you and you alone. So there's 3 questions. You can choose one, your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
Well, let's do my pet's name.
Pet's name. Okay. And what is that?
Rocky.
Rocky.
And that's one of the 4. I hope I can remember which one I give you.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to shoot all 4 of them, I guess, at some point, right?
Right.
All right. Bear with me here 1 second. And then you are in a position that where you're able to accept work, right? You're able to handle more clients?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then you do have access to nswade09@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect, because you'll get the confirmation there in 1 second. Okay. All right, Nick, there's 2 different ways that we accept payment. You can either take care of the monthly of the $299 with a company card if you have one, or you can use a personal one. Which would you prefer?
I don't have a company card in this company name. Does it matter that the company card
no,
is not
it does,
the company name?
It does not matter. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Long as it's yours.
Yep, it's mine.
Okay. All right. Because we do work with very secure systems, the name has to match. So what is the name on the card?
Nicholas, NICHALOUS. My middle initial, which is S. And then my last name is Wade, Wade.
1 second. You spell Nicholas for me 1 more time. The way you spelled it is N-I-C-H. And then you said A as in Adam?
Right, A-L-O-U-S. Yeah, I know it's different. My mom was smoking crack or something.
Hey, man, I can't say that. You wouldn't find me here next time you call. But you could. You know, our calls were being recorded.
All right. Well, now they know that my mom was probably smoking crack. Or she was drunk, one or the other.
Oh, that's good. I needed that laugh, brother. That was pretty good. All right. And then, Nick, is this going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. All Visa start with a number 4. Whenever you're ready, you can provide that number, and then we'll get that confirmation over to your email while we're on the phone.
4494-5055-9707-4221.
Expiration date?
03/26. So March 26.
2026. All right. And then the last 3 digits behind the card, which will be the CC number.
480.
480. Okay, so the payment is $299. Keep in mind that there is a $99 programming charge. That is for all new clients. You only pay that the first month. Okay. Total that would be processed today is $398. Before processing this, I do have to advise you, and again, you don't have to accept this, but it does make a little bit of sense. If you want it, to do 3 months, we can give you a reduced rate for 3 months with us at $700. So, it would save you quite a bit.
And that's fees included?
Yes, that's everything included. So if you did the 3 months, it would make a lot more sense because you're paying four now, so you would pay only, $300 more, and then you're getting 3 months. So you're almost getting a month for free.
Let's do the 3 months, then.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let me put some notes on here.
And now, you said, when it renews, is it just an automatic renewal, or will y'all call me again?
No, it's going to renew automatically. You can give us a call, any time prior to that. If you wanted to, for any reason, stop the service, I mean, I don't think you're going to want to stop it, but if you did, as long as you call us before the renewal date, which I'll provide all that information to you in writing.
Okay.
Bear with me here 1 second. All right, give me 1 second. I need to remove the that $99 setup fee. It does not apply here for the 3 months.
Did y'all get that bathroom? Collar, did y'all get that bathroom put back together? Yeah. Did you send him a picture of it?
He's there.
Oh, did he like it? Mm-hmm. Just with that one blue stripe, he liked it?
Mm-hmm.
We got another job to do here. We got to go down and do a practice sample and send it to him. I'll show you what he wants.
Hey, the good thing, at least, you are getting, some work and some traction, man. So we're definitely going to compliment that. I'll tell you that.
All right. Well, I've got some good friends that are builders and they do other stuff around the area, and they've all kind of put my name out there because they've seen my work and they've that kind of vouched for me.
Oh, I see. Okay. They said, hey, hire Nick, man. He's good.
Well, they've seen my work, so they use me personally for their stuff too.
Oh, good. Okay. That's what we want. Uh-huh. All right, Nick, I got to read our disclosure to you and then we'll wrap things up here.
Okay.
This will be really brief. I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification. The reason behind this, we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to clarify anything for you. Welcome to Local Splash. This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I have everything correct on my end, can you please state the name of the business?
Faith-Based Coatings, LLC.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Nicholas Wade. I'm the owner-operator.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized person to initiate services on behalf of Faith-Based Coatings, LLC, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the credit and billing information that you provided today, correct?
Yes, sir.
To get results as fast as possible, Nick, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Absolutely.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as a Google Channel Premier partner, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today. Your payment will be processed today for a 3-month term of $700, and while I'm doing that, I'm glad I remembered I got to take off the setup fee for $99. It does not apply. I thought I did that already. Okay, 1 second. All right. Your next payment will not be processed until August 30th. That will be the renewal date. Okay, August 30th.
Okay.
Keep in mind that you can give us a call anytime before that, if you wanted to stop the service, it wouldn't make sense for you to stop it because it's already paid for until August 30th, right? So stopping it any time earlier would only make you lose time because it's already paid for. Okay,
so absolutely right.
It wouldn't make sense for you to call 2 months from now and say, hey, your next renewal would not be until August 30th. Again, this is going to cover you for 3 months. Keep in mind that the website that you provide, the Facebook, the ads, the Bing, the Apple, that's going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days. Only thing that takes us a couple of weeks prior to that is to get you Google verified. Google just wants to know that you're a legit business. You already have your LLC, so it shouldn't be that hard, brother. Make sure that when you get the phone call on Monday, that you provide whatever our IT guys require, which should be pretty simple for you since you are a legitimate business.
Correct.
All right, so bear with me here 1 second. Okay. All right, almost done here, brother. All righty. All right. In a second, Nick, you're going to start receiving emails, saying welcome to the company. There's going to be one particular email that you're going to receive. It's going to be the first one that's going to be your invoice. On that email, there's going to be three boxes that you have to fill in that says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need, that the card that you use today is yours, and that the next payment will be recurring until August 30th, and then it's going to ask you to put in your name right underneath that, and then hit confirm. So that's going to do two things. It's going to allow us to make sure that we lock you in at that $700 for the 3 months, and it's going to give you access to our dashboard. The dashboard is where you're going to be able to see how many people are logging into your Google profile, how many calls you're getting from Google, how many people are clicking on the profile. All the back-end stuff that we can see, we're going to give you access to that as well, brother. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay.
So all the stuff that comes to me through you guys, I'll know it's coming to me through you guys.
That's correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's what you're hiring us for is to so – when you get something, just don't forget about us, man. and when this is, when you see that, and again, it's Google and it's the first page. I mean, you're going to see quite a bit of a difference. Once you see that, and obviously, I think you're going to be pretty happy with it. I would say consider that annual subscription because it makes a lot more financial sense for you.
Right on.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here. I hear your kids there in the background, huh?
Yeah, there. I've got my niece over here. I've got a 7-year-old and my niece is here, and my niece is 8 and my daughter is 7. So they think life is a musical. They walk around singing, and that's all they do.
Okay, perfect.
I tell everybody all the time, my house is a musical every day. Like between my wife, I got two daughters, so between my wife and my daughters, it's a Disney musical in this house all day every day.
I can imagine. Okay, brother. So you should be getting that email. Let's see. Okay, you just received it. So if you have 2 minutes, I can help you go over that, or if you want, you can do that later, whatever you prefer. But normally, all the clients that I speak with, I like to help them do that. So this way, when you talk to the IT guys, it's already all said and done, and it'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes when they call, because they're going to have you do it either way. So you let me know. I mean, we can go over it together. It'll take literally less than 2 minutes, or you can do it yourself.
Sure, we can go over it right now.
Okay, perfect. So look at your emails. It's going to be the first email you got from us that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
All right. So once you open that, it's going to say, hello, Nicholas. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. What we're looking for is right underneath that where it says, please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. So click on that. What we're looking for is towards the bottom left, brother. You're going to see, we're looking for your phone number. Mobile phone, 405-625-7076. Let me know when you see your phone number. Right underneath your number, those three little boxes you have to check in. Let me know when you check them in. You can go ahead and read them. I mean, we're very transparent in what I told you that they say. So you can go ahead and read them. But like I said,
it's not letting me click on them.
Oh, really? That's odd.
Yeah, I'm touching it right now, and it's not letting me.
You want to make your screen maybe a little bit bigger with your fingers? Make it bigger and then type and try to touch the little boxes?
Yeah, that worked.
No worries. All right. So once you click the three little boxes, about three or four sentences down, you're going to see your name, Nicholas S. Wade. Let me know when you see your name. It's going to say signature, your name, and then Nicholas S. Wade. It's going to be about three sentences right below the boxes.
I don't see it.
Yeah, you see where the three little boxes were? About three or four sentences below that, it's going
to
say...
I had to turn my phone sideways.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So right underneath your name, it's going to be the box that says click here and type your name as seen above. So you got to type your name exactly how it is. Nicholas space S space Wade and then hit confirm. Let me know when you hit confirm. If you did it correctly, it's going to take you to a different screen where it's going to... it's gonna say welcome to Local Splash, and it's gonna ask you for a username and password if you did it correctly.
Yeah, so I just did that. Hit confirm.
Yeah, ask for a username and password.
Yep. Okay. So you'll get that username and password from our IT guys on Monday, brother. What you had to do on your end is all said and done. Let me just be the first one to say welcome on board. Welcome to the family. You know what we are looking forward to establishing, Nick, is a long-term relationship with faith-based coatings, and we know that the only way of doing that is making sure we're producing results, because at the end of the day, that's all that matters, man, is our results.
Absolutely.
That's something that we definitely deliver. So, again, welcome on board. I think you're going to see the difference. Just be a little bit patient with us. I'm sure you know this is not done within one day to another, but just be a bit patient, and do me a huge favor, very important, do not miss that phone call 4 o'clock on Monday.
All right, I'm gonna set myself a reminder right now.
Yeah. Sure. Please do. Yeah, because what happens is that if you miss the call, sometimes these IT guys are so overwhelmed with work, especially right now where summer's coming along and everybody feels like it's the good time to get your company on Google. So we're like overwhelmed with work.
Right.
And if you miss that call, then what happens? We have to schedule it again, and sometimes it can take a day or two. And to be fair to you, it's not worth doing that because you already paid for the service, if that makes sense. The sooner we get the ball rolling, the better. So, again, Nick, welcome to the family, brother. Welcome on board. We'll talk to you on Monday, 4 o'clock. Again, make sure you don't miss the call, and, we'll look forward to working with you on the long run.
Yep, sounds good, man. Appreciate you.
All right, Nick, have a good one, brother. Talk to you on Monday.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.